How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Towing companies in Chicago. They show up when you've got a flat tire, or drag away vehicles or wreckage when there's a car crash. But have you heard of rogue towing companies? I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Apparently, it's a problem in Chicago, and the city wants to crack down on these predatory towing companies. For more on this story, we spoke with Chicago Sun-Times reporter Mitch Armantrout. Here he is explaining what a rogue towing company actually is.
This is a problem that has been around for, years. And anyone who's been in a car accident or you've had a blowout on the expressway, it's just a really rattling experience,
Sure.
And so there are lots of mostly independent tow truck drivers who using usually police scanners, listening to sort of police dispatches over the radio, they will sort of listen out for crash scenes, and they will pull up on those scenes and tell drivers that, they were sent there by officials and that they're here to take your car away.
Oh, wow.
And folks sort of in the heat of the moment, they're trying to just, they're all discombobulated, and they don't really have the time to put the critical thought into the this isn't a person that I want to be doing business with.
Right, right.
So a lot of these tow truck drivers will then tow away the vehicles and charge like crazy fees for people to get their vehicles back.
So in the first place, they weren't even actually called to the scene,
no.
Mitch. They're just on the prowl listening to these scanners. They show up and make it seem as though like, oh, yes, I'm here to help. And of course, what are you going to do as the distressed driver on the side of the road? You're going to take the help.
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever been in the situation, you welcome someone coming to the scene to help you. It's easy to be
especially when they show up quickly.
That. Exactly. Yeah. But there are folks who are, again, this is a 24/7 operation because people are crashing at all hours, just listening out for scenes, just kind of trolling for the opportunity. There are lots of horror stories from over the years from folks being charged like over $10,000 in some cases to get their car back from these tow yards. It's hard to say exactly how widespread the issue is, but city officials say that it continues to be a problem. It has been for years. I mean, obviously Chicago's kind of got a soft spot. I shouldn't say a soft spot, but a history with sort of predatory tow truck drivers like this. A lot of folks might remember the song Lincoln Pirates by Steve Goodman. He's sort of immortalized.
I've got to look that one up. That might have been before my time.
Lincoln Towing, which is since rebranded. There was sort of a notorious North Side operation that would tow away your car, even if it wasn't illegally parked sometimes, or at least those were the allegations. Steve Goodman wrote a great song about it.
Oh, my goodness.
You should listen to it sometime, Sasha.
That's hilarious that it became a song. So the alderman here wants to crack down on rogue towing companies. And we're talking about Villegas.
Right. This is Alderman Gilbert Villegas from the Northwest Side. He introduced, he actually passed a city ordinance a few years back that sort of tried to take a crack at this issue. But he's back this time around. The city license committee advanced this. This is going to be up for a full city council vote next week. And basically what it does is it allows Chicago police to tow away the tow truck drivers who are found to be sort of doing this sort of nefarious predatory
tow the towing. Tow truck driver.
Yeah, sort of turning the tables, which it's kind of hard to believe that that's not something that police are able to do at this point. But, there's sort of a complex web of laws and rules when it comes to towing. There are federal laws that prohibit local governments from regulating where tow truck drivers can operate and how much they can charge.
Right. So Villegas of the 36th Ward, he's proposing an ordinance to change that.
Right. So what this ordinance would do is, one, it lets police tow these tow truck drivers, but it also gives drivers the a right to action to bring some of these tow truck drivers to court if they, you know, they think that they've been misled and taken advantage of. That's another thing that folks can't do at this point. There's no you know, right to sue these folks, essentially.
Yeah.
So this ordinance, it's got a lot of support in city council. I don't think there's going to be any trouble or drama when this is up for vote next week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's again, it's really hard to get a full lid on this situation because, again, a lot of these are independent tow truck drivers. And when they do get caught by the city, they are hit with huge fines.
Yeah.
They often don't pay those fines and then open up a new
change their names.
LLC is under a new name. So it's really just this game of whack-a-mole that's been going on for years.
And so police would now, in this case, they would now be the ones to impound these tow trucks. I mean, why hasn't this been the case already? Why has enforcement here been such a problem?
So
is hard to keep track of them?
It is. You know, it's mostly an issue of resources. The Illinois Commerce Commission, which sort of regulates a lot of different businesses in Illinois, is technically the one that oversees tow truck regulations in the state. But, you know, this has sort of been an issue that lawmakers have been yelling about for years. They just don't have the resources. They don't have the boots on the ground to be chasing down these rogue tow operators who, again, it's very easy for them to switch business names and just sort of keep on doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's similar legislation pending in Springfield that advanced this week that, again, would put some more teeth into the ICC's enforcement.
Okay.
That would allow them to do some towing of their own. But again, it's hard to sort of back that up without more resources being poured into the ICC, more of those tow trucks around the state.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really tough budget year, not in, just in Chicago, but for the state government, too. They're negotiating over a budget for the next couple months. So again, it's just sort of they're trying to chip away at this problem.
Yeah, I like how you describe it in your story. You say it's a difficult game of whack-a-mole,
right,
with the operators. And I have a visual now of what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's again, like, there's not really a hard count on how often this happens. But there's enough horror stories out there that, you know, folks, I think it wouldn't be hard to find folks that you know who have run into this problem.
Oh, for sure. So in the meantime, then, while the city works on cracking down these predatory tow trucks, what would you say drivers can do to protect themselves?
The most important thing that officials advise is if you're at a crash scene, you've just been in a crash and a tow truck driver walks up to you, don't give them the time of day. Unless you have called a tow truck driver, they are not someone you want to be doing business with, more than likely. If you do call a tow truck driver and they show up, ask to see their Illinois Commerce Commission license. The name and address that's on the side of the truck should match that license. That'll give you a little peace of mind that you're dealing with a legitimate operator, which, for the record, I mean, Alderman Villegas and city officials will tell you the vast majority of tow truck operators are not sort of trolling around for opportunities like this. Don't want to denigrate the entire industry.
Yeah. So these are sort of, well, not quite one-offs, but you know, a few offs.
Right. Yeah. And it happens often enough that it's an issue. But, you know, the legitimate operators are not going to have an issue showing you their license. They've got that handy and readily available.
Well, this was certainly interesting stuff. Thanks for your great reporting. Mitchell Armantrout with the Chicago Sun-Times. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Lovers are gazing at stars. The stores are all closing and Daly is dozing and the fat man's counting the cars. And there's more cars than places to put up.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Meha Ahmed and edited by Dan Tucker. It was mixed by Ari Mejia. Reset's conversations bring you all around Chicago. To stay with us, make sure to hit subscribe wherever you listen or visit us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again later today.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.